world every year about something that happened a long time ago, as there is this intense need, it seems, to keep stirring up something in order to find vibrational compliance or resonance with those around. It's as if people are looking for others to be on their same wavelength, and so they gravitate, as we said earlier, to the lowest common denominator, and then want. So it is likely that there are many more people that would agree with someone who was terrorized by that. In other words, most people in your situation would be writing their own best-selling book about their perspective now of what happened. And if you were to write the book about how well you feel, many people would think you were cuckoo, that you're not more torn up about something like that, because much of the world is not ready to see the world through the eyes of Source. So if we were standing in your physical shoes, we would just put that in that perspective. We would say to ourselves on a regular basis, I'm not torn up about this because I'm not upset about death. And I'm not torn up about this because I do not see this as something that makes me or anyone else more vulnerable. And I'm not torn up about this because there are all kinds of terrible things that are going on the planet all day, every day, that I'm not privy to and that I do no value to anyone by giving my attention to it. And then we would say, and this is the thing that we really want you to hear, I think that I was there. In other words, law of attraction brings us all wherever we are, and here I was sort of in the middle of something, maybe as a leveling energy, maybe as someone who could add a little stability to something, maybe as someone who's not so freaked out about things that everybody else has been taught to freak out about. It's Jerry and Esther were in Buffalo a few years ago, and they turned on the television and were astonished to see that the local high school was taking all of the students. It was the week that they were emphasizing drunk driving, and all week long in the stadium they had bloody and broken cars that the students were all paraded through and around and by all week long. And every so many minutes the bell would ring, which indicated some other student was theoretically killed in a drunk driving accident, and that student was then plucked from the classroom. He was put into isolation. He was marked as dead. His parents were informed. They put together a funeral. Some of the students went to the funeral. They all wrote their sympathy cards for it. And it went on for an entire week because they were trying to make the point with these kids that they should not drink and drive. And we said, don't worry, the kids aren't having any of it anyway. In other words, it was just an excuse not to do the regular things that they had to do in school, most of them. But there are some who will be lastingly scarred from the trauma that was deliberately taught to them in an effort to motivate them. In other words, much of the world, because the world for the most part has forgotten that you are extensions of Source and that you have become and that the Source within you is calling you eternally toward what you have become. In other words, most people don't want you to allow yourself to gravitate toward that which you've become. They think that they need to decide where you should go, and they need to motivate you to where you need to go. And so this is an example. This is the best example that any of you will see in your life experience, where people that had different perspectives around an issue and responded in different ways, and yet almost 100% of the population who views it goes to a negative place, to a negative side of that equation. And then there's you. Different from that. Then there's you, right in the middle of it, who doesn't feel less safe flying than you did before, who doesn't feel more vulnerable relative to death than you did before. There's you, stable you, who has the whole thing in the context of your broader perspective, you see. It's sort of like the question before. This time-space continuum has broadened for you because you are so often tapped into the Source energy part, and so you're just not flappable like so many people are. And so what's there for you to do about it? Why do you feel so sad? You feel sad because there's a part of you that believes that you have an obligation to feel the way most everyone expects you to feel. You are responding to the expectation of a huge vortex. And we have to say, the stability of your being that we can feel, you would not go there if it was just a normal funeral or just a normal situation. It takes the hugeness of this vortex of millions of people around the planet beating the drum of something for it to be sucking you. But that's all it is. That's why your sadness isn't about what happened. Your sadness is that so many people are using an event like that as their excuse to deprive themselves of their connection to Source energy. Your sadness isn't because you're in trouble. Your sadness is because you're in that moment of that thought, not allowing the fullness of who you are.